Coruscant. Then, Monument Plaza. Chains rattle as they lash the neck of Emperor Palpatine. Ropes follow suit, lassos looping around the statue's middle. The mad cheers of the crowd as they pull and pull and pull. Disappointed groans as the stone fixture refuses to budge. But then, someone whips the chains around the back ends of a couple of heavy gauge speeders. And then engines warble and hum to life. The speeders gun it, and again the crowd pulls. The sound, like a giant bone breaking. A fracture appears at the base of the statue. More cheering, yelling, and applause as it comes crashing down. The head of the statue snaps off, goes rolling and crashing into a fountain. Dark water splashes. The crowd laughs. And then, the whooping of klaxons. Red lights strobe. Three airspeeders swoop down from the traffic lanes above. Imperial police. Red and black helmets. The glow of their lights reflected back in their helmets. There comes no warning. No demand to stand down. The laser cannons at the fore of each airspeeder open fire. Red bolts sear the air. The crowd is cut apart. Bodies dropped and stitched with fire. But still, those gathered are not cowed. They are no longer a crowd. Now they are a mob. They start picking up hunks of the Palpatine statue and lobbing them up at the airspeeders. One of the speeders swings to the side to avoid an incoming chunk of stone, and it bumps another speeder, interrupting its fire. Coruscanti citizens climb up the stone spire behind both speeders, a spire on which are written the imperial values of order, control, and the rule of law, and begin jumping onto the police cruisers. One helmeted cop is flung from his vehicle. The other crawls out onto the hood of his speeder, opening fire with a pair of blasters, just as a hunk of stone cracks him in the helmet, knocking him to the ground. The other two airspeeders lift higher and keep firing. Screams and fire and smoke. Two of those gathered, a father and son, Rorak and Jack, quick duck behind the collapsed statue. The sounds of the battle unfolding right here in Monument Plaza don't end. In the distance, the sound of more fighting, a plume of flames, flashes of blaster fire. A billboard high up in the sky among the traffic lanes suddenly goes to static. The boy is young, only 12 standard years, not old enough to fight. Not yet. He looks to his father with pleading eyes. Over the din, he yells, "But the battle station was destroyed, Dad! The battle is over!" They just watched it only an hour before. The supposed end of the Empire. The start of something better. The confusion in the boy's shining eyes is clear. He doesn't understand what's happening. But Rorak does. He's heard tales of the Clone Wars. Tales spoken by his own father. He knows how war goes. It's not many wars, but just one. Drawn out again and again. Cut up into slices so it seems more manageable. For a long time, he's told his son not the truth, but the idealized hope.
"One day the Empire will fall, and things will be different for when you have children."
And that may still come to pass. But now, a stronger, sharper truth is required.
"Jack, the battle isn't over. The battle is just starting."
He holds his son close. Then he puts a hunk of statue in the boy's hand. And he picks one up himself.